via remote. I'm Nicole Freeman. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi has cast her ballot in advance voting for general elections, this while the Southeast Asian country is experiencing a surge in coronavirus infections. Suu Kyi, whose title is state counselor, and the country's president both wore masks and gloves as they voted in Myanmar's capital. Measures are being taken to ensure social distancing at the polls on Election Day, which is November 8th. Tens of thousands of citizens living abroad have already cast their ballots. The Election Commission has canceled voting in parts of the country which are troubled by unrest, saying free and fair voting could not be guaranteed. This has brought criticism from the UN, which says the political participation of minority groups could be hindered. Tanzania's main opposition presidential candidate Thursday declared he would not recognize the election result as key seats fell to the ruling party in a vote he described as riddled with problems, including ballot box stuffing and voter intimidation. Counting was taking place across Tanzania and its semi-autonomous archipelago Zanzibar, which also elects its own president and lawmakers. Early results showed the opposition losing seats in some traditional strongholds. Tanzania's Elections Commission said partial results showed the incumbent president well ahead with more than 80% of the vote. His political party has been in power since Tanzania's independence in 1961. Tanzania's elections, both on the mainland and on Zanzibar, took place largely without external monitors. Many international media could not gain accreditation to cover voting on the mainland, and major social media networks were blocked. And the U.S. State Department on Thursday condemned China's arrest of a teenage pro-democracy activist in Hong Kong as reprehensible. This is VOA News. Outrage in Europe over the killing of three more people in France, one a beheading with a knife. Britain's foreign secretary offered support to the French people, and the Vatican condemned the attack that left the three people dead at a church in Nice, France. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni said, quote, "Today's attack sowed death in a place of love and consolation," end quote. He said Pope Francis was praying for the victims. Chancellor Angela Merkel also said Germany stood with France. And some more details on this story. An attacker with a knife shouting Allahu Akbar beheaded a woman and killed two other people in the suspected terrorist attack. The mayor of Nice said on Twitter it had happened in or near the city's Notre Dame church and that police had detained the attacker and that he had also been wounded. Nice's mayor also said the methods matched those used against the teacher Samuel Paty, who was beheaded earlier this month in a Paris suburb after showing pupils cartoons of the prophet Muhammad in a class discussion on freedom of speech. French officials and many ordinary citizens have since spoken out against the killings and for free speech, prompting anger in parts of the Muslim world, with some governments accusing French leader Emmanuel Macron of pursuing an anti-Islam agenda. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko replaced his interior minister and named three security officials to new roles on Thursday, which analysts see as an attempt to tighten his grip on the country after nearly 12 weeks of mass protests. The man appointed interior minister has led the crackdown in the capital Minsk on protesters. He was head of police. Lukashenko also ordered the strengthening of armed volunteer militia units, which in theory already exist, but in practice have not played a role in the crisis until now. Lukashenko's position appears more secure after a national strike call by the opposition failed to bring the economy to a halt this week. Security forces have arrested more than 16,000 people since a presidential election on August 9th, which the opposition and some Western governments say was rigged. And EU antitrust regulators can access some Facebook documents under certain conditions. Europe's second top court said on Thursday, in a case triggered by what the U.S. social media giant says are excessive demands for data. The Luxembourg-based general court said Facebook will transmit requested documents related to its business activities to the European Commission. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
It's VOA.